All right, gentlemen. We have talked in the past about all of the odd flavor Kit Kats that exist out in the world, right?
Not so many stateside, but you go beyond the borders and suddenly it gets really interesting.
It really does. And guess what, friends? I was in Chinatown last week.
Aha.
So I got us a little treat. Are you ready?
Is it soy sauce flavored or what do we got?
Were there tariffs on these?
I don't know. Okay, we have two flavors of Kit Kats here for the gentlemen to try. Ooh. We have strawberry flavored Kit Kat.
Okay.
Okay. So that's not bad. And then we have matcha green tea flavored Kit Kats.
Mm. So Caleb gets that one.
Yeah, I'll go for it.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, I thought the same thing before I tried them. Uh-huh. And then I tried them and I'm just saying I'd go green tea
you
all the way.
Green tea.
All right.
Yeah. Huh. So go for it. There's plenty.
Okay.
And it's interesting because the packages are like you can't even hardly read them. I think someplace in here, like in tiny letters, it said green tea. So
I can read Kit Kat. That's about
Kit Kat. Yeah, that's about it. So yeah, they're pretty interesting.
Wow,
so,
it is a very green color.
It is a very green color. Yes, and Mark has a nice pale pink.
Here's your
Mark's taking. Oh yeah. Oh, right, there you go. There you're go. Swapping one.
Mm-hmm. All right, the green tea.
Yeah. Yeah, got the strawberry frosting on the outside.
I mean, pretty strawberry-y.
I mean, you know, I like the chocolate, though.
I know. Man, the chocolate
hard to,
is
hard
the best.
To beat the chocolate.
I actually don't really care for the strawberry. What do you think of that green tea one?
Well, I don't know if I necessarily taste tea. But maybe I'm not enough of a tea connoisseur to know what I'm tasting.
It's very mild.
With strawberry in my mouth, here goes the green tea.
It tastes kind of like white chocolate with green coloring, but
yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, the green teas are good. And the green tea, my family, I had to kind of beat them off from the green tea ones because they were going to eat all of them. But the strawberry ones, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
The strawberry ones just seem a bit...
A little tart, actually.
Yeah. They're a bit
odd. Yeah, right. Yeah, I agreed.
Yeah.
The aftertaste. So
what do you think of the green tea?
I'm not...
You're not
I would still opt for
them.
The chocolate. If I had the choice, I'd still go for the standard.
But I thought it was fun. I was like,
thank you.
Yeah.
I would vote for the green tea, yeah. But
I know. Isn't that
it's
surprising?
Weird. There's like a little bit of an aftertaste with the strawberry, too.
But, you know, several of the restaurants in the area have green tea flavored ice cream. And it's right on par with the green tea flavored Kit Kats. And it's delicious and refreshing. But the strawberry, there's just something.
There is
something different.
There's something.
Yeah.
Subtle hints of
it takes you
oddness.
Just a different go, whoa, that's going further in that direction than I was anticipating. So yeah. Hey, it is creamsicle day. So is a creamsicle a dreamsicle, just a different name for it?
I think so.
I thought so
I
too.
Don't know.
I think so.
I mean,
it's
a dreamsicle is
orange.
A popsicle with like ice cream
creaminess,
inside. And
yeah.
Presumably that's what a creamsicle is.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
Well, my family just took a big long bike trip. And it's what they do. It took them weeks to prepare for this multi-100-mile bike trip. It's not something it's not something new to them, but it takes a lot of preparation.
It was state number 5 that some member of the Roth family has crossed via bicycle, right?
Yes, yes. So, yeah, so I came across the story. Now, Caleb, you were just in Chicago, and you saw all of the little bike share things, like you can rent a bike for a
day. Yeah, so there's big bike racks, and then they're kind of a powder blue bike, and I think Lyft or maybe someone else like has it, and you pay, you know, $3 for a certain amount of time or longer if you want to take them out longer, and people ride them all around very fast.
They do ride them all around, and they're a big durable. They're very durable
bikes. Yeah, they're very
strong
bikes.
Yeah. Well, I found this. A man tried to ride 620 miles home on a bike share bicycle.
Wow.
He was wearing flip-flops. Dude!
I feel like that's probably his first mistake there.
You gotta prepare for a 600-mile bike trip. Wearing flip-flops, riding down a highway in China. Said he was planning to ride to his hometown, which is 620 miles away. The guy was 28 years old.
It says the poor guy was like trying to get a job and then he didn't get the job that apparently he'd really counted on being hired for and thought, I'm homesick. I think I'll go home.
I'll just bike there.
So he takes a bike share bike, but it says he found an unlocked bike. So basically he stole the bike.
He stole the bike.
And then drove it, rode it, tried to ride it 620 miles.
I want to know how many miles he made it. Because I'm not kidding. Like, the amount of prep work that goes into even a 200-mile bike
trip. Well,
when
you do the century ride, like how much did you train your spin classes and actual biking stuff for a century ride, too?
That's a little different. Because, like, when my husband and daughters do their bike trips, they'll only ride, you know, 50 to 70 miles a day for the most part. And I was doing 100 miles in one day.
All in one day.
But still, The amount, I mean, we were dehydrating food for their meals for weeks. We have specialty, you know, tents that are packable and sleeping bags and, you know, little tiny air mattresses.
You didn't just go on a 620-mile trip on a whim.
No. Wearing flip-flops.
Wearing flip-flops.
By the way, kids, it's unsafe to bike in flip-flops. Don't do that.
He was wearing flip-flops, tried to go 620 miles, tried to go on the highway with a stolen bicycle. There were a lot of,
so much
lot
wrong
of errors
here.
That he made.
So much wrong here. Yeah, we'll keep biking across states, but we'll keep preparing adequately for them.
So 28-year-old, maybe not the wisest. Here's someone who's 10 years younger today, but hopefully being older and wiser. Want to wish a very happy 18th birthday today to Brianna from your grandma Lisa. She says, love you very, very much, Brianna. If you're listening, hope you have a wonderful 18th birthday. Welcome to adulthood.
Yeah, go vote. Register to vote.
There you go.
And by the way, if you're not 18 and you want to vote, you can register to vote when you're like just before your birthday. So
right on.
Yeah, there's no November election this year. You have to wait till April, but it'll be an exciting day, I'm sure.
It's still a great civic duty.
Change for Kids kicking off at three locations, Northwestern Bank locations, including at River Prairie in Altoona, where we're broadcasting live. Good morning. Mark Halverson on WWIB and WIB.com, joined by Sarah Stokes of Stokes Herzog, working with Hope Gospel Mission, kicking off their Change for Kids, raising funds for phase two of the project for the Women and Children Renewal Center. And Sarah Stokes is with me as she gets her picture taken. Sarah, we featured some commentary from you in our public affairs show this past Sunday talking about the background story. It goes back to this winter and your little daughter, Katie.
Yeah, so Katie's 6 years old, and she and her brother were looking at their change jars, wondering how much was in there and musing about what they might want to do with it. And my little guy said something about a Minecraft game, right? And that's cool. That's normal.
That is.
And I asked Katie, I said, honey, she was quiet. I said, what do you want to do with yours? And literally out of the blue said, I want to give it to the homeless. And I was about to cry as a mama. That's a proud moment. I'm like, that is so wonderful, honey. We're going to get that done. And as life goes on, you know, you think, oh, we got to figure that out. We'll give it, we'll figure it out. We'll take it to the bank and turn it into cash. And then Sandy and I from Sandy Polzian from Hope Gospel Mission, we had a nice coffee date one morning, and she was telling me about the desperate need to get these kids off the street before cold winter, or get them out of the couch hopping, you know, situation that they might be in. And they have a place, they have a building, they've made the commitment to help these folks, and now we just need the funds to make it happen. And that's when the dots came together for me. 6 months later, after Katie's one comment, I said, why don't we see if kids will bring their change and donate it to the Hope Renewal Center? And so today it's happening, and we just had our first car pull through.
I know, very
and
exciting.
Little boys in the back seat donating their change, and that's what this is all about. Like, I could cry just talking about it right now.
Very exciting. We're going to let you hand the headphone off to Sandy Polzine. Thank you so much, Sarah Stokes, for that background story. Six-year-old Katie from out of the mouths of babes, right? And here we are, Sandy, 7 months after that, and here we are outside of the Northwestern Bank location in River Prairie, and of course also in the other locations. They are in downtown Chippewa Falls. We've seen the picture even setting up at the Northwestern Bank in Lake Wissota. Very exciting day.
This is a big, big day for the Valley, because this is a big, big day that they can decide to make a difference. It's not just about Hope Gospel Mission at all. It's about our Valley deciding to be the hands and feet, to be a very active participant and being intentional to get this building done, completed, finished, like Sarah said, to get those little ones off the street. We can't imagine the fear that they live every day. So Hope Gospel Mission is just the willing entity to be able to make a difference. So we need the Valley to come together, get the building open. We need volunteers. We need donors, movers and shakers to say yes.
All day long today, receiving change from kids for this project. It was really classic. Right at 8 o'clock, a pickup comes with kids and puppies and the donation. And they get rewarded with some Olson's ice cream,
they do. Olson's is partnering with us as well as Down to Earth to give ice cream away to these little sweethearts that come up to say, thank you for your act of kindness. We're going to bless you back. And then we have little suckers here. There's little puppies in the car. It was just a perfect beginning to a perfect day.
Finally, Stanley, the goal is $1.6 million. How close are you?
Well, we need at least $1 million to be able to say we can open. So we have some other donors waiting in the background for matching funds if we get to that $1 million. And the Lord has blessed so far for the men and the women, and we know he's not going to leave us hanging for the women with babies. So we need to keep families together as much as we can.
All right. Thank you so much, Sandy Polzine.
Thanks, Mark.
Again, outside of Northwestern Bank here in the River Prairie area, the other places for the donations today, the locations in Lake Wissota and Chippewa Falls as well. Mark Halverson reporting live on WWIB.
So I don't know if anyone needs another heaping dose of mom guilt, but...
me! No, I don't. Thanks.
Apparently, we are all not washing our sheets nearly enough, as if laundry is not an unending task already. But yeah, I guess we don't wash our sheets nearly enough.
No, I don't. And even before I read this study, I knew I didn't. Yeah. So washing sheets, I have to say, okay, the worst part is like my daughter has a loft bed. Those are the worst to make and put clean sheets on. I mean, really and truly.
I will raise my hand as a single fellow and say it actually took my mom reminding me to wash my sheets. You know, not that she came over and said, oh, wash your sheets, but it's like,
every so often.
Wait, you're supposed to do that?
I know.
I just kind of thought, hey, as long as you don't spill anything on there eating in bed watching TV.
Boy, it's scary to think how long I went my bachelor years, I think, in that regard. Yeah.
Yeah. So it says that Procter & Gamble and the scientists at Tide say that everyday people produce... Do I even want to read this? It's so disgusting.
Sure, go for it.
A liter of sweat, 40 grams of sebum, that's the stuff in your pores that makes your skin oily, 10 grams of salt, and 2 billion skin cells.
Every day.
And your sheets pick all that up, plus your skincare products, hair products, earwax.
Other stuff.
Yeah.
So how often should you change and wash your sheets?
According to the experts, they say every 2 weeks at least, but usually it should be closer to every week. Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, I just read a story like this in this week about your pillow. Like, not just your pillowcase, but your pillow. And very similar.
Thank goodness your My Pillows are washable,
dryable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're disgusting, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gross.
Time to wash.
I know this came from Tide, but I think there's a lot of truth to it.
I think there's so much truth to this. I'm grossed out. Now, I'm going to wash all my sheets today, though. That'll be a good day. It'll take me all day. It'll be good.
Well, I said Dwayne Wade, he said every night he wanted to be on fresh sheets. That's the high standard of an NBA star.
I suppose if you're making $15, $20 million a year, why not?
Oprah said the same thing. Yeah. She's like, she'll make it at most 2 nights on her sheets, but she prefers the crispness.
That is really.
I'm like, seriously, you got people that do that for you.
I don't know how, you know, that upper
echelon,
point something something percent lives, but there is something to be said for sleeping on fresh sheets.
Mm-hmm. There is.
Oh, yeah. It's really great.
It's really great.
Boy, on a hot summer day, is there anything better than a nice popsicle?
Not much.
I'll tell you what. Well, today's actually creamsicle day, but, you know, the popsicle had to precede the creamsicle, right?
Yes.
Or the dreamsicle. So here's the deal. I didn't know this until minutes ago. The popsicle was the accidental invention of an 11-year-old boy in Oakland, California in 1905.
Really?
Really?
I mean, isn't every kid... like freeze something?
Right,
but
juicer,
again,
yeah.
Who knows about how far refrigeration was in 1905. The story goes that Frank Epperson left a glass filled with water, powdered soda mix, which was a thing then, and a wooden stick for stirring outside overnight.
Oh.
When young Frank found the glass in the morning, the soda mixture was frozen solid, so he ran the glass under hot water and removed the ice pop using the stick as a handle.
Huh.
As an adult, Epperson began selling his frozen treats to the public, and he got a patent. He patented
Smart.
The popsicle.
Good for him.
And then later, vanilla ice cream center was added, creating the dreamsicle or the creamsicle.
You know, it's interesting. My grandma was raised in an orphanage during the Depression. Okay, mm-hmm. You want to talk about tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. An orphanage during the Depression. It doesn't get much tougher than that. But for Christmas, prepare yourself, kids. Did they get toys? No. Did they get games? No. They got a tube of toothpaste.
A tube of toothpaste for Christmas.
For Christmas. Every year they would get a tube of toothpaste for Christmas. And what these orphan kids would do is they would mix the toothpaste in with water and put it in a cup on the windowsill. And it would freeze overnight, and they would eat those as popsicles. And it was like, she still talks about that. Those were such treats for the kids.
Wow. Never heard that.
I know. Isn't that, how blessed are we?
I know it. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, people want an old-timey Christmas.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, toothpaste is where it's at. Freeze it up. Yeah. She's amazing. My grandma's so amazing.
My daughter loved the toothpaste jelly bellies, but still... Which is still kind of odd, but that's the kind that she wanted. But
yeah,
toothpaste popsicles.
But
yeah.
Think about it. It wasn't like now where we have, you know, for kids, the bubblegum flavored toothpaste and the strawberry. No.
Yeah.
What was toothpaste in the 30s?
I don't even know. Not good.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, yeah. But it was because otherwise they'd have to dip their toothbrushes in baking soda, and they brush their teeth with baking soda. So it was a special treat to have toothpaste.
That's what I do.
Do you
now.
Still?
Yeah.
But
really?
As a kid,
uh-huh.
would you? Yeah.
It's an extra whitener. So
oh, I suppose. For it.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, you always have decent breath that I've noticed. I mean, I've never noticed a bad breath.
I followed it up with a little mouthwash,
oh,
too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Not that I'm walking around.
As long as it's
breath.
Not like a Mentos and Coke yeah, thing.
You don't want to live with the basically, I want to get done with the. I kind of endure it.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.